Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and whatever crosses your mind in those broad subjects that we talk about here. Our contact number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Chris Klaproth is our producer this morning, and he will answer your phone calls and make sure that you get your comments and opinions and thoughts on the air in conversation with me. You're running the show this morning. You are the co-host, because it's what you say is what we talk about this morning. That's right. No guest. Maybe next week, but no guest today for sure. We're going to have the trout guy on from DNR, but they've got some serious issues at the trout hatchery in Western Maryland, and his attentions were better needed elsewhere this morning, and that's fine. That's fine. Trout stocking does continue. I get to notice just about every day of where they're stalking and what they're stalking and numbers and how many. So, you know, you may as well get out there and do a little fishing on these nice days. Apparently this weekend is going to be very nice, and you should get out there and do a little fishing. The yellow perch are starting to move in at some of the popular locations where they typically run. And, you know, it started. It started. Yeah, with this weather, why wouldn't it start? So, anyway, here we are at 410-922-6680. Now, if you have a home phone, you know, a hardwired phone at your home, and you're outside the local dialing area, we invite you to call the toll-free number, too. That's 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. That's a toll-free call if you, you know, I don't even know, do they charge long distance anywhere, anytime, anywhere? I don't think so either, but yeah, that's another option for you. Another option. Email, to email directly, and I'll look at it right here on the console, is on the monitor, is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And during breaks and so forth, we'll respond to your email if we can.
Been a long week.
The Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine hit the street. I've been delivering all across the state this week. I've been in a lot of counties and talked to a lot of people. Finding out a couple things, you know, the post hunting season doldrums for the shops have struck. The archery shops are particularly slow this time of year, you know. A couple of reasons, the new bows that were debuted at the Archery Trade Association show back in the first week of January or so. Second week, maybe, or everybody goes. They kind of save their cash to go and do the special order thing at the trade show, and so the cash flows off a little bit because they've invested in, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in new archery equipment. Those bows are coming in, but nobody's buying those new bows right now because, you know, we don't buy our bows until a week before hunting season. Then we go shoot it and then go try to kill a deer with it. I mean, just being very facetious there. But, you know, it's quiet. It's a quiet time of year. Guys are done hunting. You know, they're going to the shows and the events, and cabin fever struck, and they haven't picked up the bow since the end of the season to shoot it or practice or anything. Now, that's why they have leagues at this time of year, so they can get you back, you know, continue to be interested, going to the shops and shooting some of the video leagues or, you know, the lane leagues or something like that. But the major contention among the archery dealers, and this is almost universal, is that the prices of the bows have just gone through the roof. I mean, through the roof. I don't know that it's cost of materials. I think it's a investment in the technology, perhaps. I mean, I don't know that there's, you know, fiberglass has gone any more expensive or carbon fiber or whatever, but I think the technology that they've had to invest in to create these new age bows is just, you know, the compound bows and crossbows is incredible. You know, there's crossbows out there that start at $2,000. You know, yeah. Yeah, I know. And they're the hottest bows on the market, you know. So, you know, it makes it difficult for groups like ours, you know, to, number one, if a dealer's willing to donate, you know, equipment, he's not going to give you the hottest new bow, you know, because it's a $1,500 deal for him, you know, $1,000, $1,200 investment. He's not going to donate that to your organization. Your manufacturers, generous to a point, but, you know, they are inundated with requests from nonprofit organizations all the time. Hey, what can you do to help us? They'll offer you perhaps a friend of the industry discount of maybe 30% off MSRP or something like that, which is maybe in the ballpark of the dealer pricing, you know. So, you know, if you can work something out with a local dealer. But, again, nonprofit groups like the Maryland Hunting Coalition, their whole purpose is to not spend money to try and make a little bit more money. So, you know, you adapt. That's all. That's all you do. But anyway, the archery business is a tad off right now. And, you know, folks just aren't visiting the shops. So, anyway, we were pretty efficient at killing deer this year, a little bit. The harvest is 85,193 deer. Frederick County led the way with a lot. Let's see what Frederick County did. 7,556 deer killed in Frederick County during the entire hunting season this year. That's the combined archery, muzzleloader, and firearm season total. And the harvest exceeded the 2015-16 total by more than 1,000 deer. Not many more, but more than 1,000 deer. So, you know, we're way off of those days when the harvest was 100,000 animals, 102,000, 101,000, 99,000, primarily because the deer population has dropped since about 2002, where we were right around 295,000 animals, to about 80,000 deer or less on the landscape across Maryland. So, included in the statewide total were 7,684 deer taken on Sundays open for hunting. So what is that? Almost 9% of the harvest were taken on Sundays. Harvest representing an increase of 19%, excuse me, compared to last year. Quote, our Sunday harvest continues to grow as hunters take advantage of additional weekend days to spend in the woods. Wildlife and Heritage Service Director Paul Pedito said this growth is remarkable considering some counties have only one Sunday to open to hunting and firearm season, and three of our highest deer density counties have no Sunday hunting at all. And that would be Baltimore, Prince George's, and Howard counties. No Sunday hunting. People don't want it. The anti-hunters and the trail riders and the fox chasers and other groups that think that Sundays belong to them continue to lobby the local politicians we don't want Sunday hunting in our county. And the local delegations agree with them. Farm Bureau says, we want them all killed. So, you know, they're at odds there in those counties. But hunters, you know, rarely step up and tell elected officials what they want. So, 29,042 antler deer, 53,318 antlerless deer, 1,284 antlered, 1,549 antlerless sika deer. Region A, Garrett, Allegheny, Western Washington counties decreased 8% from 9190 to 8490. These hunters reported 5,067 antlered and 3,423 antlerless deer. Whole nother thought process out there about deer hunting. Those three western counties. Hunters in Region B harvested 76,703, up 3%. And from this year's total, 25,259 antlered, 51,444 antlerless deer. Frederick County led the way, 7,556 deer, followed by Carroll at 5,663, Baltimore County with 5,367. Montgomery and Washington counties rounded out the top five with 4,873 and 4,736 deer, respectively. Deer harvest results by county are available on the department's website, or you can call me if you want to know what your county did. Hey, here is Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Al.
What's going on?
Did you see the screen? Did you see why I wanted to call?
The screen. I don't know what you mean.
Won't the producer give you a message about
something? Yeah, it says muzzleloader.
Yeah, I want to enter now.
Huh?
I want to be the first one to enter next year's
muzzleloader. Oh, you're going to have to call back, man. I don't even know. I did talk to Chad. Cher last night. He's actually coming to Maryland for a church event coming up this early next month. So, you know, Chad Cher, the guy that we've interviewed from CVA, he is appearing in Maryland in where is it? Carroll County, I think, early next month at some church event. He's got a picture of him with his muzzleloader, CVA muzzleloader, and his Australian water buffalo, and I called him and I said, "Hey, I'm looking at a picture of an event that you're going to appear. There's a big ugly beast on here, and an Australian water buffalo, and
uh-huh.
You know." And he was he chuckled a little bit, but he's going to be here, so we're going to try and make a connection here and get Chad live on the radio again. So.
Well, you know, Al, I'm not just saying that because CVA is a sponsor.
Yeah.
But I have owned nothing but CVA all my life. I don't have a muzzleloader now, but.
Right.
Yeah. They're tack drivers.
Oh, they're great. They're great. I own a couple of them. Yep, you're right.
One other thing, Al.
Yeah.
You always end your show by saying, get out and stay out.
Yep, stay safe.
Now, I'm going to say, go out and stay out today. I got 2 4-year-old granddaughters, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm taking them down to that place I was telling you about.
Oh, down to the club? Okay, good.
Yeah, and we're going to collect firewood.
Oh, great. Okay.
Teach them about kindling and such.
Yeah, nice.
They love being there.
Take them out and look for some deer sheds.
That too.
All right, buddy.
All right, Al. Have a great day.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. We'll
hello,
be in
Robin.
Touch. What?
And I said, hello, Robin.
Oh, I'm sure she's listening. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
There he goes. Uncle Dale in Easton, what's going on, man?
Rough night. I got a bad tooth. I've been up all night.
Oh, man.
Very, very bad. Anyway, heads up, Alan. A couple of bills were introduced in the General Assembly. It is House Bill 1339, Senate Bill 554.
Hold on. Hold on. HB 1339?
SB 554.
Okay, what's that do?
Introduced by Jacobs, Clarence, Mounts, Otto, Eckert, Mathias. They want to increase the gill net mesh size maximum from 6 to 7.5 inches.
Ooh.
So.
Tell us what that means. As a biologist, what does that mean?
You're going to increase the catching of the big fish, Alan.
When does the gill net season begin?
I'm not sure what it's ongoing now. It's usually sometime in December.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Senate bill, Senate bill is going to be hearing for it on the 21st. I don't know about the House bill.
Gill net size from what to what?
From 6 to 7.5 inches maximum gill net mesh size. One of the problems associated with that too is a bycatch of things like sturgeon. And that would be interesting if they start seeing a lot of dead sturgeon, which is an endangered species on the feds list, Alan, you'd have some real problems.
Yeah, you're right.
They'd come and shut the whole damn thing down.
I'm sure they would.
I don't know what these clowns are thinking. Well, you see the first name on that list, Jacobs.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I can tell you
that the Eastern Shore delegation tend to be hunter-friendly. And as you know, and we've talked many times,
yeah.
We have to work with everybody in the General Assembly, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
And I understand your concern about the senators. I mean, you know, you've got almost the entire Eastern Shore delegation on this.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to wonder what's going to happen with the department. What's fisheries going to say about it?
Well,
what they're not going to say about it?
I don't know. Yeah, well, that's the worst part. But I don't know the answer to any of that.
Sure would be nice to have some feedback from the Department of Fisheries, see what their, you know, see what their reasoning is.
Well, you dealt with them long enough. You know what the Tidal Fish Advisory Committee does, and you know what the Sport Fish Advisory Committee does.
Yep.
And you know that those are groups that are supposed to represent their interest, and sometimes they just rubber stamp.
Yeah, well, I can't believe that the Sport Fish Advisory Commission would go along with that one.
With everything facing wildlife right now, the Wildlife Advisory Committee just this past week spent 2 hours having a debate about feral cats. 2 hours on feral cats.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Very productive, eh?
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But anyway, Alan, I just thought I'd give you a shout and let you know.
Yeah, I'd seen these bills, and of course, you know, we have friends on the fishing side that should be concerned about these things. They should be showing up. They should be doing what they do.
Yeah, I can think of two groups right off the top of my head.
Right.
There's some others, too. So.
Right. Well, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association changed their tax status from a 501c... What were they, F7, which was a social club, to 501c4, which allows them lobbying opportunities. So, you know, so we work with them occasionally on some certain subjects, and we'll again find out what their thoughts are on these things, and maybe we'll be able to report back.
Yeah, and there's a third group in there too, which you and I both know I don't think much of, but we'll see where.
Well, you're probably talking about Coastal Conservation Association.
Well, that and the other group.
Oh, the Maryland Watermen's Association.
No, Foundation.
Oh, okay. I got it.
So we'll have to see. Have to see where they, you know, what they're made of.
Well, I guess we do. So, sounds good.
Not too bad, Bills.
Okay, Dale. Thanks for weighing in on that one. Thanks,
all
man.
Right.
See,
all right,
see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Talk to you.
Yep. Bye-bye. We got Richard standing by on the Eastern Shore. Wants to talk about net size. Let's talk to Mike in Ellicott City, and then we'll get to Richard. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I had a question about the deer in our yard. I'm not a hunter or anything, but we like the deer. We let them hang around.
Sure.
We've always had, like, you know, 15 to 25, and they sleep in our yard, and we like them. The other day, we had three different bucks in our yard at the same time. And they seem to get along. You know, one was a very large rack, one was a medium rack, and one was a small rack. My question, I hope it's not a dumb question, would these bucks all be, like, from the same family? Or they seem to like each other. I mean,
well, they do now. But
okay.
did you happen to see them, the same group, in November?
No. We normally don't see the three bucks like that. We'll see one every now and then, and we know they kind of hang with their little group of the girl deer, you know.
Yeah.
But this seemed unusual because there was three of them.
Well, the social structure changes after the breeding season, which indicates to me that the rut is pretty much done.
Okay.
The rut is the breeding season, pretty much done, and you'll start seeing those bucks start to lose their antlers. So, what happens is, as the testosterone level drops, the competition for breeding also wanes. That competition among the bucks for the does also wanes, and then at this time of year, all the deer start to get together. It's a survival thing, a herd mentality, so to speak. So, they would not necessarily get along, during the breeding season, for probably end of October through the end of maybe the middle of January. But when you're seeing them together now, that indicates to me that all the breeding is done, the competition's over, and they can go back to being, you know, a loose-knit group, family, herd, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So, okay?
That's great. Thank you. You definitely answered my question, and that's all I have.
Yeah, the aggression that comes with the testosterone is gone, and like I said, you'll start seeing the antlers starting to drop off, and you'll be able to tell the bucks from the does just by, you know, looking at the pedicles that hold the horns on their head, and you may even go out and find a couple of those sheds out in your yard.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. There he goes. And Richard on the Eastern Shore, talk about net size.
Yes. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I just heard God talking there a minute ago. I had to get up. Because he's just, you know, he called clowns and everything else, but he's not right. I'm a waterman.
Right.
All right. And our size, when we had the moratorium lifted years in, 1990?
Right.
All right. It was negotiated. They didn't want us catching the small fish. They told us we could fish a 5 to 7 inch net.
Right.
The 6 inch net was from way back before that.
Right.
All right. When it came back in, it was, yeah, they said, let's just let them go from 5 to 7 inch net.
Right.
Now, our net that we have to use is a multi-filament net.
Right.
It does have some stretch in it.
Right.
And we had trouble last year with the cops going on everybody measuring the nets, and some of them, depending on how hard they pulled it. If they didn't pull it hard, it would be 7 inch, but if they pulled on some, it would go past 7.
Right.
So Jay is putting in a bill, just so we don't get a ticket. One guy went up to the governor with some brand new net that had never been geared up and on net, just in a bundle of net comes from the company. And he showed him, he said, you can stretch it past 7.
Right.
The monofilament that we can't use, that we're not asking for that. It don't stretch like that. You know, it stays pretty firm and hard. But this other net, we had trouble with it with police, so that's why we got to try to get that cushion where it would stretch to 7.5. But Jay Jacobs is not raising the net size. It's just what was negotiated, you know, from the when we had the reopening.
Okay. Well, look, and, I'm here to listen to all sides.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I'm just saying, the guy, you know, talking about a bunch of clowns trying to rate the resource. We haven't caught a sturgeon in the Chesapeake Bay and the Upper Bay here around the bridge. I don't know when, 3 or 4 years since we even seen one. We used to always call DNR and they'd come get them. But he's just wrong on that.
Well, you're all entitled to your opinion. Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy that called in has a vast experience on the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, well, I do too. I'm 62 years old, and I started, you know, working on it with my father when I was about third grade.
Yeah, his specialty was resource management.
Yeah,
and
so him saying that, you know, we were trying to get something. We weren't trying to get nothing changed. We were just trying to keep us from getting another ticket.
Well, I got it.
Because we're on a point system. We don't want nothing, you know, breaking the laws.
Sure, sure. I got it.
And that's what this is all about. It's to, you know, keep guys, we're honest, bought 7-inch net, you know. And that's all this bill is for. Keep them getting another one of these tickets that we didn't do nothing wrong for, you know, but we're, you know, getting thrown under the bus for.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate you weighing in.
I just wanted to tell you that.
You got it. Thank you very much. All righty. Bye-bye. Hey, it's nice to hear both sides, you know? Nice to hear both sides. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this. Gun owners, nearby, the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high and rising.
I'll send that to our friends in California.
How high's the water, Mama?
All right, little Johnny Cash. Had you heard that Tom Reagan died? Does anybody know who Tom Reagan is? No clue. All right. Tom Reagan is a philosopher. Okay? He was a professor emeritus of philosophy at North Carolina State. Okay? He specialized in animal rights. Let me just read this. Maybe this will be easier. Reagan was the author of numerous books on the philosophy of animal rights, including The Case for Animal Rights, 1983, one of a handful of studies that have significantly influenced the modern animal rights movement. In these, he argues that non-human animals are what he calls the subject of a life, just as humans are, and that if we want to ascribe value to all human beings, regardless of their ability to be rational agents, like children and the severely developmentally disabled, then to be consistent, we must similarly ascribe it to non-humans. If a critter has life, subject of a life, we, the humans, must ascribe to that animal rights. Yeah, maybe. Interesting. We have a philosophy. We have a philosophy professor that listens to this show who could potentially disassemble Mr. Reagan's argument, and has, on animal rights issues. And he calls here every now and then. So maybe if he's listening this morning, he could call in, and we'll see what happens. But I just thought you'd like to know that Mr. Reagan, R-E-G-A-N, Tom Reagan, has passed away. And, of course, the animal rights crowd are in, you know, sackcloth and ashes, of course. Okay. Can't wait to tell you this story. Can't wait. I've been good. Hit the news yesterday. What a beautiful buck. What a beautiful buck. Can you see the rack on that buck? Isn't that pretty? That is a gorgeous deer. Two men became the first sentenced under a new state anti-poaching law after they were found guilty of multiple charges Wednesday in Dorchester County District Court. Andrew Collison Harding of Vienna and Toby Allen Hughes, 21 of Seaford, Delaware, were convicted of casting rays with an implement, in other words, jacklighting, hunting deer at night, hunting deer from a vehicle, hunting deer during a closed season, and having a loaded weapon in a vehicle. Judge Melvin J. Hughes ordered each man to pay $2,000 in restitution to the state's Wildlife Management and Protection Fund under the terms of the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. Payment is due by March 31st. Each man must also perform 80 hours of community service. Officers on surveillance near Vienna on the night of November 19th saw people in a pickup truck shine lights on a field off Maiden Branch Road. After several passes, the officers heard gunshots and the truck reappeared on the road. They stopped the truck, and they saw a freshly killed nine-point buck untagged in the back and a rifle in the passenger compartment. Officers arrested Harding and Hughes and seized the rifle and the deer. The two men pleaded not guilty to the charges. In addition to the restitution, the judge revoked their hunting license privileges for 2 years. Hughes and Harding also received a six-month jail sentence, which was suspended, and 1 year of supervised probation. The rifle and scope used in the incident, along with the head of the nine-point whitetail buck, were forfeited to Maryland Natural Resources Police. The deer meat was donated to farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. The anti-poaching law took effect in June. June 1, as a matter of fact. Requires judges to order restitution and community service in cases of deer poaching. The monetary penalty is based on the measurement of the antlers in gross inches as scored by the Boone and Crockett Club system. A buck with antlers scoring 150 or fewer inches, points they say here, requires restitution of $2,000 to $5,000 and 80 hours of community service. A buck with antlers scoring more than 150 inches requires restitution of $5,000 to $10,000 and 80 hours of community service. A deer without antlers requires restitution of $300 to $500 and 40 hours of community service. How often have you heard me talk about the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016? A bill that was introduced by Senator Johnny Ray Solling and by Delegate Tony O'Donnell in the House. What a battle. What a battle to get that bill through the General Assembly. It was opposed by the judiciary because of the mandatory penalties. It was amended in the Senate. And through lobbying efforts, whose techniques shall remain unsaid here, the House version was able to be approved by the Senate committee, and the bill was passed. There were three votes against the bill in the 188 General Assembly. We had only four votes against it. Contention was that the bad guys need to be punished. They're not being punished severely enough by the court system. So we hit them in the pocketbooks, and hopefully these gentlemen will never do this again. And hopefully their sphere of influence and friends will never do that. We'll see. So we were tickled when we got this news yesterday. The Maryland Hunting Coalition folks were tickled. The Facebook post about it got a lot of attention. And so we're pleased and proud Unfortunately, these two 21-year-old men became, one from Delaware, one from Vienna, became the poster children for the Poaching Restitution Act. Now, next week, there's a continuation of the Wayne Rowe trial in Kent County. We will attend on the 21st. Mr. Rowe is accused of killing a deer with the aid of bait on a neighbor's property without written permission. And we attended the first hearing on January 3rd, the first trial on January 3rd. It was continued till the 21st, and the coalition will be in attendance. This deer was a non-typical giant white-tailed buck that scored over 209 Boone and Crockett inches and netted something like 197. It was a tremendous, tremendous deer. So there it is. I think we ought to play a little song for these guys. Don't you, Chris? There we go. Toby Allen Hughes of Vienna. Andrew Collison Harding of Delaware. To shine a light on a deer in a field at night and shoot it with a rifle? How sporting is that? I'm sure $2,000 is going to take a little bite out of your dating budget. You may not be able to jack up your truck like you wanted to this year. You may not be able to buy that new rifle since one is gone. Got to cut in the beer budget pretty hard. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. The law did win on that case, that's for sure. The Poaching Restitution Act won. And the thing about these restitution penalties, as you heard, the restitution goes to the state's Wildlife Management and Protection Fund, not to the General Assembly, used for enforcement, used for wildlife management and other purposes within the Department of Natural Resources. Let's tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Their big sale's coming up March 17th. And the fishing hotline has been updated. I played it this morning, 247-3474. So make sure you're available to head down to Clyde Sports Shop beginning on St. Patrick's Day this year. You can get your line wound on your spools for half price and get some great sales down there on trolling rods and reels and rockfish stuff. They got it all. They have it all. I'm trying to find the little ad here. There it is. The pen reel special is on the Warfare 30 weight level wine. Trolling combos start at $89.99, but that's not till the 17th of March. So stand by. We'll be giving you more information on that. And the fishing hotline, 247-3474, has been updated with perch hotspots and, you know, where the perch are running, some other species out there. And, of course, Clyde has all the bait and everything you need. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammers Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108.
Quite a warm-up for us here this weekend with temperatures 20-plus degrees above average. We're in and out of the clouds today. Winds out of the southwest between about 10 and 20 miles per hour. Highs this afternoon in the upper 60s. Cloudy tonight with a passing shower or two possible, upper 40s. Even milder for Sunday. Mix of clouds and sun for tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. Cooler for the start of the business week. Partly cloudy skies both Monday and Tuesday with highs both afternoons, low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to comment on anything you heard here this morning, we'd love to hear it. We've had the death of Tom Reagan, an animal rights philosopher. We've had the Poaching Restitution Act appear in a hearing or trial in Dorchester County, and the two poachers were both fined the penalty of $2,000 apiece and 80 hours of community service. And then we had the deer harvest, which was 85,000 critters, and we had some comments on that. And there's our buddy Vic. I thought maybe I could bait you into calling today. How are you, Vic?
Hey, yes, I was half awake, and I heard. I'm actually pretty good. We are underway with another semester, so
sure.
I got more than enough to keep me busy. But, you know, ironically, I actually knew Tom Reagan a little bit. He was finishing up his doctoral work at Virginia when I was just getting there. But we certainly did not see eye to eye. We, at the time, I did not know quite how radical he was on animal rights issues. Didn't find that out till I read some of his stuff later. But maybe an interesting anecdote. One of my graduate school professors was also kind of a gentleman farmer down there, and certainly believed in, you know, slaughtering livestock for food.
Sure,
he wanted to, right? And he knew Tom Reagan, and they would apparently get into it on animal rights issues. And he used to joke in class that, I mean, my professor used to joke that he was hoping at some point they would find out that that plants were somehow sentient beings.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would give the animal rights people nothing to eat.
No, that's pretty so, funny. That's
yeah,
pretty funny,
at
yeah.
any rate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he, I think from what I've read, he influenced some of those people in the fish field people. You get people who are animal rights activists because they think that all you need is something, you know, a creature that can feel pain and
right.
it's automatically got rights. But from what I understand of Tom Regan's and other stuff I read, he's even a little beyond that because he wants to give them a degree of self-awareness.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The subject of a life thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he even goes beyond just saying, well, even if they can feel pain, they have rights. And, which, by the way, I mean, you know, some of the other stuff I read on that when I was looking at the stuff on the rays, it's highly questionable as to whether there's enough development in their brains to say that they feel anything like
exactly
what we call pain.
Sure.
You know, so even the lower tier, you know, which the animal rights activists tend to take refuge in, the claim that that fish feel pain is a very highly questionable
of course.
Claim.
Yep.
And Regan, as I said, goes beyond there. So at any rate, I mean, I don't like to hear about the passing of any
no, of course not.
Individual, but
and nor do we celebrate this. We just no. I'm not celebrating this guy's
death.
Oh, you know,
sure. No,
I'm just bringing out the fact that this guy had a lot of influence in the people who oppose hunting
He certainly did.
Yeah.
And a lot of these ideas start out in philosophy or with some philosopher, and
right.
then they filter on down.
Yep.
You know, to other parts of society,
exactly.
and that's the case with Regan. So anyway, just yes, I was half awake when you mentioned that.
All right, buddy.
So look, you take care.
We'll talk, Vic. Thanks again.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you, man. Bye bye. There's our philosophy professor. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fenders, flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 8410 W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Oh,
he aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Oh, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Wow! You need to shoot that job before you get off? Shoot him, man. Shoot him. If you don't shoot him in that right spot, it's just pissing him off. If you don't get him good the first shot, you're in trouble. You're in for a ride. Shoot him again! Shoot! He might get away! Move it! Move it! Woo! We got him next time! Whoa! The top of the is good enough! Shoot him again! Oh, watch him! Shoot! Shoot!
Send that out to all those who are remembering Tom Reagan this morning. All right, folks, that's the end of the first hour. During the break, why don't you go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Our dinner benefit's coming up on March 25th. And there's news there on the left side. You can click on all the stuff over there. Cow Nose Rays and... the caucus opposition to gun bills and all that stuff. What music is that, Chris? You hit the wrong button. It's all right. All right, you got to leave us. Get out, stay out, and stay safe.